Greetings. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 29 of the Legacy Drawing Board, the podcast quest and experience that wants you to build a stronger, more meaningful legacy by embracing good design principles. I'm your host, Ron Fong. This podcast is based on three pillars. The first, the purpose. To meet the perpetual need for leadership that calls us to edify each other by building enduring relationships. The second, its mission, to introduce you into the world of design and have you see yourself as an artist. And finally, the vision, to increase the number of storytellers in the world and to increase the resonance of each story. For those of you who have been kind enough to give me your time and have been a regular or a semi-regular listener, I hope these episodes have been valuable for you. In terms of discovering your purpose, making a stronger commitment to your mission, or helping you clarify your vision. Today's episode, I'll talk about a recent Wall Street Journal article by Ben Cullen. It was published in the weekend edition of March 31st. And the title of the article is "The Benefits of Being a Midlife Founder." And it focused on Morris Chang. Many of you may not know who Morris Chang is, but it's a high probability that you are using his product. And what is his product? It's computer chips found in your computers, your cell phones, and a host of other appliances. So Morris Chang founded Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, at the age of 55. We think about that at the age of 55, many people are considering retirement or maybe even entering early retirement. And here is a story, a compelling narrative of an individual who was an engineer who decided that this was the time to embark in terms of a new career, a new direction. The key points from the article by Ben Cullen is that he wrote, "Entrepreneurs may not have the exuberance to believe they will change the world, but they have the experience to know they can actually can. And Morris Chang, at the age of 55, we are so accustomed to the glamorized narrative of the Silicon Valley whiz kids that we don't think of entrepreneurs as occupying a wide age spectrum. But he's not an outlier. According to the article, 2.7 million founders in the United States between 2007 and 2014, the average age was 41.9 years. Think about for a moment. People are about maybe halfway through their life and they decide to be entrepreneurs. For the fastest growing companies, the average was 45 years. And 50-year-old founders were almost twice as likely to achieve major success as 30-year-old. And the lowest chances of success were the ones in their early 20s. All right, what does this have to do with your legacy? What does this have to do with designing? I talked about going through changes in your life in that life is not this linear progression. In season 2, episode 1, I talked about seasons within seasons. And Morris Chang is this perfect example of a spring in the autumn, a second spring in the autumn of his life. Here was an individual who was an accomplished engineer, and he worked in the computer chip design field. However, where Morris's innovation is, and again, that's the first principle of design is innovation. His innovation was that he stated when he formed TSMC, it wasn't that they came up with a new product or a better chip. What it was that it was a business model innovation. So he's a manufacturer. He may make some advances, but he's not looking for that next, that faster chip necessarily. He's able to refine the production process. And because he is now such a big player, or TSMC is such a big player in the computer chip market, they grow, or their value is because of their scale. They're a very, very big player. And thinking back on this, how this applies to you, whether you're in the spring, summer, fall, or even winter your life, there's always opportunities for you to have a second spring if you look for it. The article Ben Cohen talked to Morris Chang, and what it came out was that Morris Chang felt he didn't have the experience and the scope of vision at, you know, prior to the age of 55 to be an entrepreneur. He had some ideas, and he knew he needed to acquire more knowledge, and along the way acquire the wisdom. As you are going forth and building your legacy, it's not this linear step where each step was going to lead to something immediately. But as you're designing it, take an account of what's going on. Really enjoy the experience that you're going through, and realize that the experiences that you're going through is that it's rewarding. And no experience is invaluable if you learn something from it. That's the mindset of design. Each encounter you're going through, good or bad, have you learned something from it? I think saw a quote recently at the gym of legendary golfer Bobby Jones, where he said he never learned anything from a golf tournament that he won. We love success. That's human nature. And we want to succeed. And we want all of us to succeed. Life is not a zero-sum game. However, the people that are going to make a difference, the people that have wisdom, are the individuals who understand that when something does not go as planned, they can still learn from it. And sometimes those are the most valuable lessons. Going back to the three pillars of this podcast, so there's always a need for leadership, and it's about edifying each other. And think about this, is that when you begin your quest, and talking about being an entrepreneur, and when I talk about entrepreneur, it's not necessarily building a better mousetrap. It's not about building a billion-dollar company. The entrepreneur is that you're going to try something different, and it could be on a very small scale, a very local scale. But the fact is that you have that spirit, that you have that bond with others who have gone before you, because you're willing to risk, you're willing to try something different, and there's something inside you, some voice that's driving you that say, this is the direction you need to go, something new. Again, the innovation. So when we talk about leadership and in terms of building enduring relationships, no one's a self-made individual. You're going to need help. You're going to need a tribe. You're going to need friends, a group. You're going to need people around you to make your way towards this quest. And think about this. Think about your friendships that you have built as your life has progressed, as they've strengthened and they take on greater value and greater depth as we age. So the things that enamored us when we're in our early teens now give way to things in our 20s, and again, give way to things in our 30s and our 40s and so forth. So as depending on where you are in your life, what season you're in, you are growing. You're growing because that's the nature of life. And each phase that you go through, as you go through the next season, you have accumulated a wealth of experience, and hopefully you have accumulated also deeper friendships. And that's going to help you become a better leader, because you understand now how important friendships are. As we age, the material aspects of life will start diminishing in terms of its value to us. It should. And the things that are spiritual, the things that are emotional, will rise. And at the end, you're going to realize, or not, I shouldn't say realize. In the end, you'll have a deeper appreciation that it's the people that mattered in your life and how you interacted and how you treated people. I said this many times before in previous episodes, and you'll hear it often, so it's not original for me, but no one on their deathbed ever said, "I wish I had spent more time at the office." No one has said that. You're not going to say that. The second pillar of the podcast in terms of mission is to have you start think, have you see the world design, be drawn into it. And as you are going through that, and I'll use this case journey instead of quest, as you're going through that journey of traveling through the world of design, come out of that, and it's an ongoing journey, but as go through of each step, start seeing yourself as an artist with each step. You are an artist. You have things to talk about. You have things to express. You have things to say. And be an artist. And that's part of the core features of an entrepreneur. They're artists. They're using their business model to express themselves. Use your entrepreneurial voice to express yourself. And finally, the vision. It's about increasing the number of storytellers and increasing the resonance of each story. When you take a stand and said, "I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go in a new direction," you're adding rich chapters to your legacy. You're being a great example. A great example to those immediately around you, such as your family and your friends, and especially if you have children, and to people who will never meet you. And that is one of the strongest elements of a legacy, where it impacts people who you'll never meet. And the story about Morris Chang, as we're talking about, it's having an impact on us. So we're thinking about ourselves. If you're in your 20s and you think that, "Oh my goodness, I lost my opportunity. I'm not the whiz kid. Here I'm in my 20s and I'm not the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or I don't have stock options that will make me a billionaire." And you might think, "Oh my goodness, I'm behind. I missed the train. And there goes my opportunities." Or you're in your 30s, you might start thinking about that too. We talk about midlife crisis, where people will get caught up in this cycle of doubt and despair, and they'll keep wishing, "Things are going too fast. Life is passing me by. I'm not achieving what I had hoped to." Well, for this story and the resonance of the story is that it's never too late to start something. And there's also a timing to it. There's a proper time and a proper place. And just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it won't happen or that it shouldn't happen. It just may mean that you have not had the proper preparation for it. And again, that's where we come back to the element of, or we come back to the world of design. Design is this constant shaping, refining, and taking all the substrate, taking all the raw materials that we have, and that we keep working at, we keep our craft, we keep sculpturing it until we're done. And that's your legacy. It's a work in progress. It will continue until your very last breath. But it has that element of these elements of innovation. And the seventh principle of Dieter Ram's principles of good design is that it's long lasting. And you think about it, as you're building something, and again, just because it didn't work out, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It just means it didn't work out. But going back to the article, it says that the lowest chances of success were those for founders or entrepreneurs were those in their early 20s. And that's not to say that you should not try things in your 20s. No, no, no. That's to say is that when you try something in your 20s, did you learn from it? And then try again in your 30s, try again in your 40s, try again in your 50s, your 60s, and beyond. Keep trying. And with each decade, you're accumulating more experience, more knowledge, more wisdom. Success, we want it, but it'll come, and as we mature, we'll start reframing what success means. And success can mean that you have a platform to be able to voice your message. That, to me, is a mark of success. And people have felt that it needed to go through, or they had needed to build something to be able to achieve that. And Morris Chang said, again, we talk about innovation, the first principle of good design, as per German industrial designer Dieter Rams. The very first principle of good design is that it's innovative. And Morris Chang said this is a business model innovation. It wasn't a product innovation, but it was a business model innovation. And we've seen this time and time again. We've seen this with Amazon, where it was a business model innovation. Because again, in the very beginning, Amazon didn't have any products. They relied on other people's products, but it was the delivery of it. Same thing with Netflix. They had to compete with Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, but it was their business model that was innovative, not the fact that they had CDs. As you look to build your legacy, you have experience, and all of us, we see things that we should be doing. We say, hey, we could be doing this better. And it could come down to a business model, and I talked about the importance of delivery in a previous episode. Can you deliver something so the things don't spoil on the docks? Think about it if you were somehow to come up with a business model so you could deliver clean water to areas that don't have it. So the fact is that you're not creating new clean water. It's always been there. And for many of us in the world, we have it. But for the people that don't have it, is that delivery. If you could come up with a business model in which you could deliver clean water to those in need, that's an innovation. So this next, best thing, this next great thing, all these things, perhaps that's your place that you will do that. But for all of us, we have opportunities to be innovative. We have opportunities to build new business models. And here we are in, 2024 is of all the technology that we have, all the abilities to have mass communication, teleconferencing, all these things. You are in a great position to reach your audience. I don't know what your audience is, but I know that if you are listening to this podcast, you want to design and build your legacy. And do it. And don't let the season of your life be a barrier. Don't say, this is a young person's game and my prime years are gone. No, that is not part of design. Design is ongoing. It doesn't stop because of your age. All right, and I think Morris Chang is a wonderful example of that and an inspiration. What's the application for you? Sounds kind of hackneyed, but definitely seize the day, seize the moment. This is your time to innovate. This is your time to heed the voice that's been speaking to you, not nagging you, but been speaking to you for all this time in terms of going on the entrepreneurial voyage, to take on that endeavor, to embark on that quest. And along the way, you will continue to grow. It's a nice positive cycle. You will, if you do this, if you believe in yourself and you apply the good principles of good design, you will become a leader, because you're going to start, the relationships will be there. You can't help it as you're taking on, building a new business model. You can't help but help, come across more people. And because you're going to work on something that you're passionate about, the relationships will have deeper meaning and they'll be more passionate. And you got to start seeing yourself as an artist. That's going to be key. And you, that goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. You're going to see yourself as an artist. And you're going to have a great story to tell. And you're going to have a great story to tell to those in your immediate circles. And they'll tell your story. Other people will tell your story. Whenever there's a compelling story, it resonates. It has a ripple effect. Application. Seize the day. Seize the moment. Seize your legacy. Build it. Embrace innovation. And don't let the season of your life dictate your legacy. If you're interested in exploring how to build your legacy through design, I invite you to visit my website, truenorthshepherding.com, and sign up for a complimentary session on how we can work together. If you have comments, questions, critiques, please send them to me at my email address, rfong@truenorthshepherding.com. My next episode, I will interview Dr. Julie Allen, who was working in urgent care clinics and decided to heed her entrepreneurial voice and start her own business. Until then, please give your legacy the time and attention it deserves, because when you do, we all benefit.